Skagway's tourism department announced on Thursday that two Norwegian Cruise Lines ships, the Bliss and the Encore, would not be making calls to Skagway for the rest of the 2022 cruise season. That's a loss of up to 25,000 passengers during a season that's already seen fewer than anticipated visitors because of rock slide activity on the railroad dock and ships sailing at less than full capacities. Also on Thursday, a Royal Caribbean ship, the Serenade of the Seas, used dynamic positioning to call on Skagway without berthing at a physical dock because of high winds. It allowed the ship to park diagonally in the harbor without dropping an anchor. I spoke with Cruise Lines Agencies of Alaska's Skagway Port Manager, Stuart Stevens, for more on both topics. Stu, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us more about dynamic positioning?
The reason they really wanted to do it is they knew if they tied up, they might not be able to tender because the wave action coming around the stern of the boat made it unsafe for the tenders. So they positioned themselves, you know, with global positioning. It's a system that almost all of them have, I believe. It's kind of like autopilot. Of course, you have to watch it the whole time. And the pods and the thrusters and that can keep it in that position. If you notice, they had the ship angled so that it kind of broke the wind for the tenders to come off of their port side and into the small boat harbor.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of the biggest reasons they did that.
So you're saying most ships have the capability to do that. Is that something other ships could consider doing, say if we had difficulty remediating the rock slide issue on the railroad dock?
Well, I don't think they really like to do it. They're burning fuel the whole time. That's probably pretty spendy.
Did it help overall with the tendering process from that ship? Were they able to tender in an efficient manner?
Yeah, it worked pretty well, actually. I was watching them. The ship broke the waves and the wind, so, you know, they're in the lee of it and able to just scoot around.
And then a couple of ships have decided to cancel their calls to Skagway, the Norwegian Bliss and Encore. And that's about up to 25,000 people that were expected to come that are no longer coming to Skagway. There's been a lot of talk about them trying to figure out a tendering option. I guess the reason they didn't come was what?
They don't have their own tenders was the big problem. You know, their company and our company, and they were trying to figure out a tendering system for maybe the fast ferries out of Juneau. Gold Belt, I think, has a couple, and Isle Marine. The heights of the tenders don't match up with the tender deck heights or the tender dock inside the small boat harbor. You got to figure in account October, weather, darkness, all those things, you know, were factors in their decision, for Norwegian's decision not to do it.
And if I'm correct, the only dock that they could actually dock at would be the railroad dock.
Correct, yeah. Railroad dock's the only dock that's big enough to handle those two ships.
Okay. And then, of course, with the aft position, we have to tender. So they were hoping something would happen in which they got the green light to allow their passengers to walk off, or that they would be able to hire tenders to help them offload passengers. Is that right?
Yeah, their biggest hope was that we'd be able to mitigate it somehow, the slide area, so that people could actually come down the dock and exit that way. We were looking at it for 2 or 3 weeks, trying to figure out if it would work with the other fast ferries. But
so when is the last ship coming to Skagway this year, then?
I believe it'd be October 8th, the Norwegian Spirit, I believe.
Where will they be docking?
They'll be Broadway.
Stu, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was a conversation with Stuart Stevens from Cruise Lines Agencies of Alaska, which helps run security and logistics on cruise ship docks throughout the state. An updated cruise ship calendar can be found in the web version of this article at khns.org.